Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Cameron, we're inventing more games, and then today's another bonus episode game kind of activity here.
We are so clever with our games lately. So today, we are going to be looking at Disney animated movie props, and we're going to be playing our version of Kiss, Marry, Kill, but instead of Kiss, Marry, Kill, it's See, Own, and Burn. So you have to decide, would I just want to see this object in a museum? Do I want to own it so I can use it? Or are we destroying it off the face of the earth? No more in Disney history. Away it goes.
Which, I mean, this is a huge responsibility that we're taking on here, but we are willing to do it.
This
for you.
Could shake the fabric of the Disney animated world
of humanity,
forever.
Of humanity, really. So, we're so intertwined with Disney lore.
Yep.
So, but I did have a, when you said Kiss, Marry, Kill, did you ever think of Mary as in like Mary as a person? So kiss Mary and then kill.
You have to kiss Mary and then you got to kill.
That's what I always think of when I hear those three words together. So I'm always confused with people like kiss, Mary, kill. I'm just like, okay.
Well, yeah. And I think there are other versions where they use other words.
Oh, yes.
But
course.
Yeah, this is that. That's the version that like we played in high school.
But this version, much more tame.
And it involves objects and not people.
C, not like C as in Spanish, yes, but C as in
eyeballs,
vision.
Eyeballs.
Own and burn.
Yes.
And we're going to burn some objects here that some of you are not going to be happy about, but we have to because...
We have to. You can't be like, oh, I just want to save every... No, you must choose, Sheriff.
We're going to draw three objects from all Disney animated films. I think you already explained this, right? But I'll do it again. Each one of us will take turns, and we have our little pile of papers... Really getting into the paper.
We are. We're props. So handy.
And those three things, if it's like the rose and the lamp and what else is cool?
Pixie dust.
Pixie dust. You got to destroy one of them.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Or if you get three crummy things, you got to own it.
You got to own one. Sorry.
So, all right. We'll see.
Forever.
What happens.
You can't sell it later. It has to be. This is a permanent ownership.
Got to figure out where to put it.
All
and
right.
Our family loves stuff. Just random stuff. So
this should
be good.
All right. I'm going to draw first for Corbin, and we will see where Corbin puts these three objects.
So you're going to say them in order, right?
Okay. Corbin, your first object is a purple sun banner from Tangled. This is the little banner that Flynn buys for Rapunzel when they're on their date. You have Robin Hood's bow from Robin Hood. You get arrows too, not just the bow. Bow and arrows.
Where does he keep his arrows, by the way?
He has a little quiver.
Does he have a quiver?
Yeah.
When he's like running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees?
Yeah, he's got a quiver.
Dodging trees, something like that.
It's dodging trees. And your last object is Maleficent's staff. So, Corbin, which of these objects do you just want to see in a museum? Which do you want to own for yourself? And which are you destroying off the face of the earth?
Well, I think I'm going to... Oh, gosh.
His hand is like hovering over all three.
I have to go first. Okay, I think I'm going to burn Robin Hood's bow.
Whoa!
The reason why, I feel like they're a dime a dozen. You know, you can find a good bow.
So even though it's got Robin Hood's sweat and fur on it, it's not enough for you to be like, I want to keep it. That's fair.
Well, and I'm sure he just makes lots of bows.
He's like, I made this one last week and now I have a new one.
Yeah, in his hideout, he's got 1,000 of them.
Yeah, he's like,
whatever. It's a stick and a string. What's the big deal?
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna see Maleficent's staff.
Okay, in a museum.
I'm gonna go to a museum. I'm gonna look at it. I just don't know if I owned it. What would I do with it? Where would I put it?
And what if the children got a hold of it?
And it has its magical qualities.
It does. I feel that's a very selfless move because I don't know if we want anybody to have Maleficent's staff. Quite frankly, it's a little powerful, and we're all kind of selfish humans.
Yeah. So it seems like that room that I put it in a room, it would just be gloomy. It would be really dark in there.
There's like this eerie green glow coming from it. And you're like, ugh.
And like it would draw in unsuspecting 16-year-olds and they would want to touch it with
like,
their finger.
Wow. See, that's why putting it behind glass in a museum may be the best choice.
Right.
Okay. I feel you.
And then the last one, the purple sun banner from Rapunzel. I'm going to own that. There's a different name. What is the name of the triangle things? The school, it's, I will.
It's Banner.
I'll research it. Anyways, I will take the banner.
What are you going to do with it? Just like frame it and put it on the wall? It's very cute and subtle. Like it's not Disney, you know? Like people would just think that it's just like a cute little banner.
Yeah, I mean, there obviously people would be like, this does not go with the rest of the colors in your house and be like, no, duh.
Let me
obviously
tell you.
You are out because you don't know what this is. Dork.
Only friends can know what it is.
Only Disney friends. So I think I'd probably put it somewhere just to mess with people in like the dining room. They'd just be like, what is going on here?
Put it on like a collage wall and it's just kind of hidden there amongst other things.
No. It's
prominent over the fireplace. Like, yes. It's a little teeny banner by itself.
That'd be cool. It's from a place. It's an animated place. It's a fictional
world. And it's very
world.
Cute. It has sentimental Correct. Value.
So I feel pretty good about that. Okay. I burned Robin Hood's bow. And the reason why I hesitated is because I just, you know, that the immediate
reaction is
it's Robin Hood. Like, how could you do that? I'm not going to use that, and I'm not going to put it above my fireplace. So there you go. Yeah, I feel good about that.
Okay.
Good start. Way to go, me. I was a little nervous at first.
Yay, me. I was nervous for you, too. I was like, ooh, Corbin's got some serious choices to make here. But I think you handled it well.
So I have to pick for you?
Pick three for me, please.
Okay,
what do I have to organize?
Get three papers. Okay, the first one is the compass from Pocahontas.
Okay.
Is that John Smith's compass? Is that who it comes from?
Miko finds it. Remember, he's smashing it on the rock.
Yeah, he's smashing it.
He steals it from John Smith, I think.
It is John Smith's.
That is. Oh, dear.
That's quite the antique. That could go on that antique.
Antiques Roadshow.
Roadshow, yeah. They'll be like, what's the story here? Well, a friend of mine.
Friend of a friend of a friend.
John Smith.
Know him. Heard of him.
Okay. The second item is the honey pot.
Oh, no. Okay.
Not sure which one, but Winnie the
Pooh Bear's one of Pooh Bear's honey pots.
Yeah, one of his many.
Yes.
The many honey pots.
The ones that say honey on the side.
Is it the one with the bow on it?
Maybe.
The present.
Oh, don't make it harder.
Let's put a bow. I don't know.
Okay. We've got a honey pot from Pooh.
Okay. And then the last one, last item you have to decide on is Goob from Meet the Robinsons. Goob's unicorn planner.
Goob's unicorn planner. What kind of stinky decision is this? Okay.
No evil in this group.
No evil. No
evil. And I saw it. All right. Okay, Camry, she's deliberating.
I am. This is tough.
Use words to describe your feelings.
Okay, my feelings are, my gut reaction is that the compass from Pocahontas, which is John Smith's, needs to be in a museum. I sound like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, you do.
Should be in a
so
museum.
So do you.
That's my gut reaction.
No, I disagree with that. Because
it's John Smith's compass. Like, this is historical situation here. But these two other items are so freaking cute. How am I going to burn one? Okay.
Why don't you burn the compass? That's for sure in the museum. That's what you're doing?
Don't you think it's a historical
Hey, it's
I
not
don't.
My choice. I'm just offering my opinion.
Okay. I am putting the compass. It's unique. Okay. It's historical in C.
It's in the museum.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I am going to burn Goob's unicorn planner.
What?
I am. I'm going to burn
terrible.
It. I know. I feel like it's one of those planners that during school shopping season.
It's much easier to store that though.
You could probably get a unicorn planner at any old place.
Okay.
The honey pot is Pooh Bear's honey pot, and it's got it spelled wrong on the side.
One of his honey pots.
I know, but it's Pooh Bear's. It's so
cute. He doesn't care about
it. I would put a plant in it, and it would be so cute.
What if it has to have honey in it, though? Should we say it? I think it has to have honey in it.
Like real honey?
It's a honey pot.
But he always eats the honey. They're never full. They're always empty.
But it has no value. If he walked into your room and there was an empty honey pot, it would destroy his life. He'd
but
be
it's
like,
just cute.
Oh, bother. Oh. I'd run aground.
I think the honey pot is a really cute, subtle thing to have in your house.
With honey in it.
fine.
We did clarify
It would have honey in it,
okay,
and I would
dripping
keep it in the kitchen.
Honey onto your table.
Oh, my
gosh. Okay, that's your choice. Where are you going to put this honey pot, though? Because I think the book would be much easier to put on a shelf.
It would be.
And then you could pull it out every once in a while and be like, this was Goops.
This
and
was
you get to say his name.
Goops.
Goop.
The honey pot would be cute. I think in like a kitchen, you could put it on a bookshelf. Like I said, if it was empty, I would put a plant in it.
Here's the other. I think if you put Goops unicorn planner in a museum, it would get much more attention than John Smith's compass. Because it would stand out so much. It'd be like, what is this unicorn platter doing inside this protective case?
But you don't know what would stink? I hate this. With old books, when they're in museums, you either see the inside or the front cover.
Well,
so you would never get to
pages.
See
you
his,
push the
like...
button and it flips the page.
You
see all his plans? All his nefarious plans?
Armin, I hate when you talk me out of things. And
sorry.
You're making a point that I'm wrong and I agree.
Oh, I'm so
but
glad.
I've already locked
yeah,
it in.
Yeah, you've locked it in. Okay, that's fine.
Great.
Maybe
I have regretted my choices.
We didn't explain that at the end of this, we get to save one of the burn items from the other person's list. So maybe I'll steal Goob's planner and save it. So anyways, but we'll get there.
Wow, I stink at this
Kay.
Game.
All right,
this
let's
is like
see.
Watching me trying to rank movies.
It's hilarious. It's so fun.
This is just painful.
And I just push all
I
your
hope
buttons.
You get three really hard ones. Don't
bring it on.
Don't make fun of me for picking Pooh Bear's honey pot. It's cute.
It is. It's
all right, Corbin.
It is cute,
your three next ones. We have Todd's collar from Fox and the Hound.
Okay.
So when he grows up and gets to be big, he gets a little black collar that he wears. We have a stone gargoyle from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay.
Okay. It doesn't come to life, by the way. This is not one of the come to life ones. This is just a stone gargoyle. And we have Vanellope's cookie medal from Wreck-It Ralph that she gives Ralph.
So this is Ralph gets the cookie medal.
Yes. Okay. She makes a cookie medal for him.
I am going to get rid of, burn the cookie medal.
Oh, man.
Which is going to cause a problem here. I hope people are not going to want to come to this museum because they're going to be like, what's this random crud in here?
We're making the worst museum ever.
I'm trying to find an image of his collar. Okay, I found his collar.
It's just black with a little tag on it.
It's just nondescript. So
yeah.
If you put that in a museum, I think people would be like, they would want a refund. Like, what is this?
Especially next to Maleficent's staff.
But then I have to own it. But I don't want to own it. I don't want a stinking collar.
Do you want the public to be disappointed or do you want to just be disappointed every day
of
your life?
Interesting question because do I want to have valuable things? I currently have a purple sun banner.
Yes, you do.
From Rapunzel.
That's little.
Which there's no value in that. It's not something you're going to tell people, guess what I have.
It's just
not that I have full people come over that often, but you know. I just don't want too much sentimental stuff because I want something that really packs a punch. Like Maleficent staff, I don't want that, but I want one thing that's just like,
you're saving.
Guess
yeah.
what I have? Yeah. The showstopper. So when people come in my house, they might tell me about their cars and their kids,
yeah.
how wonderful they are, and I could be like,
well,
check this out.
Do you have this? Okay, yeah. So you're not feeling like either of these is a showstopper.
No, it's not. But I'm going to put the stone gargoyle in the sea. Because I don't know I don't want to move that sucker. If I move, I got to pick the thing up. No, wait, hold up. No, yes.
Yes,
in
the museum.
I thought
you
about...
You locked it in, man. You locked it in.
I was going to put it in the garden, but no, I don't need that. So I am going to own Todd's collar from Fox and the Hound.
You can put it on your bunny's neck. You have a bunny.
We have a bunny. Is it okay if I put it on a stuffed animal?
Oh, yeah. As long as it's out. I mean, you just can't get rid of it.
I feel like it's got to be more prominently displayed. Like if you just stick it in a storage
yeah,
box,
that's not fun.
That's not. That's breaking the rules.
It is.
The
it
made up rules
be...
that we're making as we go along.
While
I'll put it with
it.
My collage with the
and it'll just be like
banner.
This random collar on the wall.
Right.
All right. All right. My turn. Pick three for me, please.
Oh, yes. That's right. Sorry. I get
Corbin
forgot.
Keeps leaving me hanging. I'm sitting here waiting.
Well, I can't wait to convince you that you're wrong.
No, I hate this. I'm
okay, here we go, Camry. First item is Fidget's Peg Leg
okay.
from the Mouse Detective,
uh-huh.
the Great Mouse Detective. Fidget's
okay.
Peg Leg.
The little bat, his peg leg.
Oh, my foot, my only foot.
My only foot.
The other side of him. Okay. Edgar's hat and umbrella.
And his shoes, I think, right?
From the Aristocats,
yep.
Yes.
Okay.
His squeaky shoes.
His squeaky shoes.
A bag of pixie dust. Wow, that's a big ticket item right there.
What?
And it does
serious?
Have its magical properties. Would you fly if you had the bag of pixie dust?
Oh, team, I'm owning the bag of pixie dust.
Hold
on. That's not even a conversation to be had. Yes, I'm using it.
No, but wait.
Yes, I'm using it.
No, listen. Wendy Bird had a hard time flying.
She did.
Because of the trauma.
You have to practice.
Well, yeah, she had trauma, you know, so.
You got to have happy thoughts.
So that's my question. Do we have enough happy thoughts to fly?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't know if I would. I would get up in midair.
We would
and
have
then
to practice.
I would get distracted. Does the pixie dust fail if you get distracted? I think that's unfair.
No, I don't think it's distracted, but you just have to be happy.
Okay. I could muster up
some
happy.
Because in the second
just like
Peter.
Little old, was it Michael?
Uh-huh.
He's just like, scrunches, he like bears down to fly.
It's like, I'm going to be happy. Happy is hurting, but I'm going to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so I'm for sure owning the pixie dust. Oh my gosh, I'm so thrilled.
See, that's a big ticket item. I'm
yeah.
jealous.
I will be honest. I'm going to burn Fidget's peg leg. Like, the Great Mouse Detective is good, but it's not anything that I would be like super excited to see in a museum personally. So we're definitely going to keep Edgar's hat and umbrella and his shoes in a case. And it would be fun too if they had like not the actual sidecar, but they like kind of staged it like the sidecar is sitting there. Here's the umbrella on the horn. And here's the shoes with like a stuffed dog's paws in them or something. So like made it a whole display. That would be so cool. I'm for this. I feel good about this one.
I'm just sad that those shoes will never squeak again. They'll be stuck in a museum.
They'll put sound effects. They'll have like a video behind them where it like show you get to can watch that part of the movie over and over again. They're like, these are the actual shoes. Watch them squeak on screen.
Of a cat kidnapper.
Yep. You betcha.
Who's now in Timbuktu.
Yep.
All the way to Timbuktu.
All the way to Timbuktu.
All right.
Okay. I can
that
come
worked
through.
Out for you.
I can come through in the clutch.
Well, no, that was just easy. It was like a layup. I hope you hit the layup. Come on.
I think I'll burn the bag of pixie dust.
Get rid of that.
Okay. Ooh, Corvin, this is like, ooh, this is hard. This is a sentimental.
Oh, okay. All right.
Corvin's options are Winnie the Pooh's shirt. His little red shirt.
Do I have to wear it?
No.
I want to wear it.
Yours tail.
Why? What's with all the Winnie the Pooh stuff? We had a lot of Winnie the Pooh stuff in here.
The magic feather from Dumbo.
Does it make you fly? It doesn't make it fly. It doesn't. Isn't it more of like a trick?
Oh, like he's like believing. He just has to believe in
please!
Himself.
As they're plunging to the earth.
Dumbo, please!
And it works.
I think it's a magic feather. I don't know. I honestly, now that you say that, I'm like, do I even understand that movie? Does the feather make Dumbo fly or does Dumbo, is it his ears and his belief?
Okay, the magic feather is being burned. That's not surprising, is it?
Oh, but that is such
it's a... It's feather.
Dumbo's cute little trunk has been hanging on to that feather.
Okay, do you want to burn Eeyore's tail?
I know. You had a heart. This is a rough round.
Winnie the Pooh's shirt. I think this is very simple and straightforward. Get rid of the feather.
Okay.
Nobody watches the movie anyways.
Oh. Poor Dumbo.
I'm sorry. I should have said that. For a Disney podcast to say that, I'm ashamed.
Okay. Redacted.
All
we're
right.
backing up.
Okay. We'll edit that part out. No. I really like Winnie the Pooh's shirt, and I want to wear it. I want to put it on. I don't know.
Corbin wants the midriff look going. Really
not,
boxy
it
midriff.
It would be very private. You know, I'd be in my room, in my closet. Just want to try
slip
it on.
Slip it on occasionally.
Is it comfortable? That's
Is
all
it?
I want to know. I'm not. I don't want. I don't have this fantasy of wearing midriffs. That's not the goal here. If I wanted to do that, I'd be a football player in the 80s. but I just want to know, is it soft? Is it comfortable?
Is it
if it's sticky? I think I'm going to go with Eeyore's tail's in the museum.
Okay. I think that's iconic. Like people would see it from a distance and know immediately what it was.
But it would be sad too at the other side.
I know, because you would never get it back. Oh, Corbin, can you just see you he's going to have his little face pressed up against the glass.
So the question is,
it's like, that's my tail.
Guess I didn't need it
anyways. Oh, and then he like slunks out.
So do we want to have a tailless Eeyore
or
a shirtless
poo.
A nude poo? Sorry, that's terrible. Okay, we're gonna move on here. So I'm gonna own Winnie the Pooh's shirt, and I'm gonna wear that sucker from time to time. And we're gonna post pictures, because that's what we do in this crazy world that we live in. We post ridiculous pictures of ourselves. So Winnie the Pooh's shirt I'm gonna own. Eeyore's tail's in the museum. Magic feather is burned. Would you have done it differently? No. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, then.
All right,
Corbin, you handled that tough one really well.
Well,
that was painful any way you went, though. So,
okay. All right. So your next three, Camry. These are all gonna be easy. These are just I can already feel it.
Oh, good, because I need easy. I struggle.
Okay, Camry, you've got Judy Hopps carrot pen, which does make a really nice click.
It records, so it's like a pen and it's a recorder.
It's useful.
Yeah.
Definitely something you might want to add to your office.
Yep. Okay.
Cruella's coat.
Oh, okay.
And if you own it, you have to wear it.
It's made out of animal skins, isn't it? Yep,
Puppy fur. That's the idea.
Oh.
And the last one is Hook's hook.
Hook's hook. Hook's hook. Captain Hook's hook.
What are you going to do? What are you going to keep? What are you going to burn? And hook, it will burn.
Okay.
We'll burn it.
Judy Hopps' carrot pen is being burned. Sorry, team. I kind of don't care about Zootopia.
Wait.
I'm so sorry.
Hold on. Just double checking.
Yes.
You want the hook that is attached to someone's arm or...
I'm owning Hook's hook.
Really? That just seems weird to me. Screwing in a hook into someone's arm, it just feels gross to me.
Well, the way I've seen it.
I know it doesn't get...
The way I've seen it.
Please.
You're right. It does screw in the animated version. But in the new live action version, it's like attached to this like leather thing that they tie on his... It's not like screwed into his skin.
Well, yeah. I know it's not. It's screwed into like whatever that's screwed into.
Yeah.
Which is...
I don't know.
It just feels weird to me.
It feels weird. Okay. I'm committing to this, but there is danger ahead. I am going to put Cruella's coat in a museum. I feel like I don't want to own it because that's just, I don't want, because it'd be yucky. I'm like, But like, it'd be cool to see it.
Would
and then it? You kind of, it would be cool to be like, oh my gosh, that's her coat. And then you'd be like, oh, it's made out of.
So this coat is next to Edgar's hat, umbrella, and shoes.
Yes.
Same kind of display.
I love Peter Pan. Here's the danger with this, though, is that I feel like Hook would come looking for it.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask.
He's going to come looking for it.
Which hook is it? Is it
but
the
I have
one?
Pixie dust.
Wow, this is becoming very predictable.
But I just like the ideas of Hook's hook. I think that's kind of a cool thing to have. It's not like top tier, like, let me show you what I have. But it's getting close. I'm building a cool collection.
Do you remember
for myself? The world can have all the basic stuff, but I'm keeping the good stuff for me.
So do you remember in Charade, the Cary Grant movie?
Oh, yeah, the guy
when
with
Audrey
the hook.
Audrey Hepburn, she finds his hook, and it's really disgusting. That was always traumatizing to me when she pulls out his hook and opens it, and she's like...
Oh, yeah, she finds his case of hooks. He's got like six different ones. This bad guy does.
And it is gross.
This is
someone's appendage that you're displaying.
And but it's not like his skin. Like, it's just the hook.
It just feels weird.
It's not his
arm. It just
arm.
Feels wrong.
Okay, what feels weirder to you? That or Cruella's coat made out of animals that...
I think you should have kept the pen, personally. But that's me.
A carrot pen?
Yeah, it can record and it clicks, and it's not weird and gross. It's not someone's appendage or someone else's fur.
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, good choice. Okay,
your choice. You're wrong.
Well, that's the goal here, right? Is to
I feel
good about. I'm
trying
to convince you. Oh, good. I'm glad you're
I feel good. The first
good
one, you made me feel sad, but I'm recovering.
You made me feel sad.
You made me feel sad.
Hey, I just like to push back, and if you feel good about it, then I know you're in a good place.
Yes, all yes. Right. That's okay. A good point. Okay, Corbin, your next three objects is a flower from Flower from Bambi. So a little skunk flower has picked you a flower.
Does it smell like a skunk?
And he hands it to you.
Does flower smell bad? Good boy, flower's cute.
Not always. It's only when he has to protect himself or he's nervous.
A flower from Flower.
Kuzco's crown from Emperor's New Groove.
Which is fantastic.
Or the spinning wheel from Sleeping Beauty.
Okay, so Kuzco's crown, if you'll recall, looks like a sun, like a half sun on top of his head.
Yep.
Pretty fantastic.
And it looks like it's solid gold. Like, that's fairly valuable.
But again, we cannot sell it.
You can't. That's a good point.
And would I have to install an alarm system to keep it in my house?
Mm.
Because we have so many thieves and robbers
in
our neighborhood.
A good size. Like, it's like the pixie dust I could put in a drawer, but that you it would be hard to like.
Where would I display it? You put on a dining room table, like put like a little like.
No, you'd have to get a mannequin head with the same haircut and like have it sitting there.
The spinning wheel is the one that I'm stuck on. I'm going to.
Why the spinning? Why are you stuck on the spinning wheel?
Because the flower, I think I'm just going to burn it.
Oh, flower hands you a flower. You're like, thanks, burn.
Just like the rest of your forest.
Oh, it's okay. But Flower will just be sad like Eeyore as Eeyore's looking at his tail in the glass window. Okay. Do you want to keep the spinning wheel?
Wait, is that actually an option?
That's,
can I retract?
Oh,
okay. I've got to save the kingdom, so we're going to burn the spinning wheel. That thing's got some funky juju.
I was going to say, why do you want to keep that?
I guess we're burning it. It just seemed like... If you put it in your house, you know, like some people like antique kind of things.
What if somebody actually touches it?
Well, I think
there's all these people sleeping in your house.
As long as Aurora doesn't come to visit, I think we're good, right? Isn't it only her? Like, it has to be on her 16th birthday or something.
Oh, maybe
like
it is only
her.
Spell. That would be funny, though. People keep bumping it
great.
And just like falling over.
She keeps coming back, falling asleep on my living room floor.
Again.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do here. I'm struggling, okay? Struggling.
Good.
I'm going to own Kuzco's crown, and I've got the stupidest museum ever. I've got a gargoyle, a flower from Flower, Eeyore's tail, and Maleficent's staff.
No, that's cool. That's cool. I think Maleficent's staff, the stone gargoyle, those are cool. The only
the
one...
flower is like, what is this?
But that would be the thing. It would be that thing in the museum. Where people are like, what is this? And
it's
then you read
so...
and then you read the plaque and you're like, oh, that was one of the flowers from Flowers Forest that burned down.
Yeah, it's the only remaining living
thing.
It's
the only one left.
Yeah. We saved it.
Oh.
That's
what are you doing
you
with Kuzco's crown? What's the plan for that bad boy?
I was thinking above the fireplace.
Okay.
If it was a little bit bigger, I think it'd be helpful.
Are you going to wear that while you wear Winnie the Pooh's shirt?
No comment.
Maybe.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Corbin's wearing all of his Disney character merchandise.
With my pennant.
It's okay. I've got hooks.
That's the word I wanted. The purple is a sun banner. It's a pennant.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have Hooks Hook when you come over, so don't worry about it.
I'm
it's
not
all
coming
good.
Over if you got Hooks Hook out. I'm staying away
Hook's
from
gonna
that.
Hook's going to come try and find it, and we're going to be friends.
Okay, so
great.
I've got a flower in my museum. You're right. That's very, like, obscure. Like, what is this flower? And it's like, well, let me just tell you the story. Bambi.
They're like,
no way.
No way.
How did you get that? Good question. All right, Camera, your next three items. I think we've got, you've got two more turns. I've got one more turn.
Yes.
Okay, Camry. The first one is Sundrop Flower.
Ooh, from Tangled.
With its
the healing flower that you sing to. Okay.
Now, that is quite the responsibility. Would you use it to keep yourself going? In other words, would you be Mother Gothel? Or would you say, you know what? I'm going to let myself
go.
Pass away.
Okay.
That's a tough question.
That is.
Do I want to live forever? Or do I want to...
Do I want to be blonde?
She's not blonde.
Rapunzel is blonde.
Oh. Well,
That's from different circumstances.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, okay. Baymax memory chip.
Okay, so not Baymax, but just the memory chip.
His brain.
That Tadashi made. Okay. Okay.
And your last item is the heart of Tafiti.
Oh my gosh. This is like too much. All of these are like a lot of responsibility.
These are big.
What?
So you got to burn one of those.
Oh my goodness. What is the responsible thing to do here, everyone?
So if you burn the heart of Tafiti, does that mean the world starts to turn to like ash?
Oh, maybe. Yes, Takah just lives forever, right? She just is Takah for the rest of her days. Ugh. Okay. Here we do it, everyone.
She's struggling.
Baymax's memory trip, I'm burning. Because I feel like Hiro and Tadashi can remake it.
No.
It can be replaced.
No.
It can be replaced.
If you recall, the only thing that was saved was his memory chip. That is how you resurrect Baymax. That is the key to his resurrection and survival.
They can make a new one.
No, Tadashi's gone.
Hiro can make a new one.
No. He made the exterior. He did not create the brain. Tadashi did that. Tadashi's gone. I say you cannot make Baymax without the memory chip.
No, I think this is replaceable. There are people who can fix this.
I would like our listeners to decide. Am I right? Yes.
The other two are irreplaceable. You cannot burn these. Wait a minute. I have a question, though. If the heart of Tafiti is in a museum,
it's causing problems. It is causing problems. But ash is growing.
But here's the thing. It doesn't matter where I put it, because if I own it, it's still not with.
Yes. So, yes, you are destroying the world.
No matter
what you do. Good luck.
Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Okay. She's ready.
Heart of Tafiti is going in a museum.
So what else is problem? You guys deal with the issues that occurs.
I don't want to deal with it. You deal with Cruella's coat and with the heart of Tafiti.
Here's my donation.
I'm keeping the sundrop flower, but maybe I can use some of the sundrop flower and take some of the pollen or something to the island of Tafiti and help her feel a little better.
That seems like quite the stretch.
Because I can't get rid of the heart. I can't take it to her. I have to keep it. But maybe I can use the sundrop flower to help ease her symptoms a little. I know I'm stretching.
That's not working in my
brain.
How
else would you handle that?
What would you really do with it, though? Would you help yourself? Would you sing and save the world?
I think you would have to figure out a way to reproduce it and create a garden so you can like be getting a lot of it and then like sending it to hospitals and
but
stuff.
But is that a gift? Like if you can save people and keep them alive.
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know. I would say like.
This is getting into some ethical issues.
We're going to have to write
a manual on how to use the sun drop flower.
Yeah. Well, what about like little kids with cancer? Like, can I give them a little bit of the pollen? Sing? He'd be like, here's a seed.
Again,
sing the song.
I'm not saying no, but it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, but if it's in the museum, then we can't even like try and use it to try and make our world better. So I'm keeping the sundrop flower.
Okay.
Heart of Tafiti, I'm so sorry. But at least I didn't burn it. At least it's still there. So maybe somebody could have Maui rob the museum. And fix the problem.
This is like dropping a nuke on the world and then saying, let me fix this.
Okay, you gave me three hard choices. Okay, yeah. I think I got rid of the least important.
Okay, all right, whatever. Okay, Baymax is dead forever. But everyone else gets to live forever.
Hiro can
fix
him.
With an earth that is in ash, made of ash. Okay.
Too much power. I can't handle the responsibility.
Okay, my last one.
Corbin's last one.
And we have many more objects that we're going to do a follow-up episode.
Ooh, afterwards. Corbin, okay, you got some good ones. We've got Mickey's gloves.
Okay, they look very comfortable. I bet you could sleep on them. Nice pillows on a flight.
You have Herc shoes from Hercules.
Okay, whatever. They are kind of cool looking, though, even though I don't like the movie.
And we have Mulan's flower hair comb that her dad puts in her hair. What are you seeing? What are you owning? And what are you burning?
Okay, I'm feeling a little. I'm feeling like my owning section here is a little subpar.
Corbin wants to own some stuff.
I need
guys.
A big ticket item that big people are gonna, they're gonna be impressed by. They're gonna say, "Wow, Corbin, I want to be your friend because you have this thing."
Corbin's house is gonna be cooler than the museum that he's put together.
No, it's really lame at this point. But I gotta up it. So I'm gonna do Mickey's gloves in my house.
Okay.
And I'm gonna wear those suckers
with
my
Pooh
T-shirt
shirt.
And my crown. Fortunately, we didn't have to do Tarzan's loincloth or Mowgli's diaper. So it could have got really strange.
Oh,
that's for another time.
There.
we're already there.
It's already there.
No, I don't think so. I think we're just getting up
we're
to the
right
edge.
Up to the edge.
Right up to the edge.
Uncomfortable.
Definitely. Yes. How are you guys doing? Uncomfortable yet? Okay. So that means I've got the flower hair comb thingy, which is the official name of it, apparently. And Air Herc shoes.
Which is for the museum and which is for the fiery pit.
Yeah, I'm going to burn the shoes. They do look cool. But the museum, I've got this theme here of a flower from flower, a flower hair comb thingy. It's cultural, right?
Oh,
it's,
that's
it's
true.
Got like some oomph to
it's
it.
It's probably made out of jade.
It's subtle. I like that in museums. Mm-hmm. Subtle things with a little plaque. And you're like, that's cool.
Yeah.
At Eeyore's tail, stone gargoyle, which is just there to hold the door open. And Maleficent's staff. I think there's a lot of variety there in my museum.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay, you feel good?
I feel pretty good.
All right, my last turn.
Okay, last turn, Cameron.
Oh, man.
All right, you've got Maui's hook.
Holy smokes.
Oh.
With the power, folks. I can't handle this.
Hunter's gun.
From Bambi?
From Bambi.
Okay. Okay.
The Black Cauldron.
Holy smokes. This is like weapon central.
You
okay,
get lots
obviously,
of powerful items. I get more of people's characters' clothing.
Yeah, and I'm getting like the power stuff. Okay, yeah. I'm burning the hunter's gun. That's pretty obvious.
I think that would look very fine up above the mantle.
Let's not even. But if I burn it, does that mean that Bambi's mom is never shot?
No, it was shot.
It was shot.
It's gone. So yeah, that's probably good.
I just remember being very angry at the hunters in that movie. And
this
so,
is the executioner's weapon.
So there.
There would be many people in this world that would display that with pride.
Yeah. Okay, this is interesting because I'm trying to think of like what is the responsible. I think the responsible thing to do is put the Black Cauldron in a museum. It just seems like kind of a dark arts object. I don't know if I want it available, like Maleficent's staff. You know, it's a little too much.
But hold on.
Let's put it in the.
Are you sure? Because Maui's hook, things and creatures that don't even exist want Maui's hook, right? Do they want it?
Oh, the one crab guy does.
Do you want him coming to your house?
Have you seen the Black Cauldron?
You could probably make
that
some
guy?
Nice homemade root beer with that Black Cauldron.
No, no.
Don't you
Here's
think?
The thing. The hard thing is Maui's hook's not really like my aesthetic. Like, it's not like I'm going to hang it on the wall and it's not going to go with any of my stuff.
It is pretty huge.
It is.
Are you going to transmorgify with it?
Oh, I could transmorgify, huh? I could train. Wait, is that only him, though? Maui will be coming to visit me to try and get his hook back. But I'm okay with that. I would rather Maui come and try and find me than the Horned King from the Black Cauldron. Can you imagine you open the door and he's sitting there looking at you, breathing down your neck? Nightmare
breathing
alley.
Down your neck. I could just see him leading in. Are you scared?
Yeah, again, we're going to let the museum deal with the big problems. The museum.
You are dealing with some issues here. People are coming after you.
I know. I've got Hook and Maui, but I feel like I can handle them. I don't want to deal with Cruella. And
he's pretty attached to his hook.
I know.
That's
yeah, that's fine.
A demigod.
That's fine. But I feel pretty good. Right. My museum, we've got some like some clothing, some really powerful items. Something subtle.
So give us an overview of what do you got in your museum? What are you owning? And then
what are we burning?
You just
so
destroyed.
In my museum, you can come see John Smith's compass, Edgar's hat and umbrella and shoes, Cruella's coat, the heart of Tafiti for as long as it's there. Come quickly. Maui's coming to steal at any time. And the Black Cauldron, which is going to be under several layers of plexiglass. Hopefully no one gets a disease or turned into anything sad.
No, something funky. That museum is cursed.
Yeah, there's a lot of curses happening. I am owning a Winnie the Pooh's honey pot, a bag of pixie dust, Hook's hook, the sun-drop flower from Tangled, and Maui's hook. I've got a lot of power over here. I'm feeling good about what I'm owning.
It's too much. I'm sorry.
And then I'm burning Goob's unicorn planner, Fidget's peg leg, Judy Hopp's carrot pen, Baymax's memory chip, and the hunter's gun from Bambi. Corbin, what about you?
So I mentioned the things that will be in my museum. Maleficent staff, stone gargoyle, Eeyore's tail, a flower from Flower.
So cute.
Bambi. And then my flower hair comb thingy. Not big ticket items, but I'm pretty comfortable with
Eeyore's tail is adorable. That is the sweetest.
That's pretty cool.
I'd come see it. And feel
which
sad.
Which is worse, his tail or Hook's hook? Anyways.
Eeyore's tail. He would be so sad.
Yeah,
he
is.
He would
sad.
Just sit there and look at it.
But I would let him set up his shack in front of the display. He could be part of the display.
Oh, that's even worse.
Trying here. What I own is the purple sun banner or pennant. Todd's collar from Fox and the Hound.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure what I'm doing with that. I guess I'm wearing it now since I'm wearing everything else. Winnie the Pooh's shirt.
Corbin's favorite find of the day.
Like thrift store shopping. Cusco's crown and Mickey's gloves.
Mickey's
which
gloves is pretty iconic.
I'm pretty excited. Although I hope that they wash well because I could see myself using them a lot.
Uh-huh. Oven mitts, Corbin. They could be oven mitts.
No, of all the things, that's not. I'm not.
How are you typing on your keyboard with the oven with his?
Well, I wouldn't wear them to type on, to take naps.
Mm.
It's cold outside.
You do struggle in the cold. Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. And then what I was going to burn, Robin Hood's bow, which looking back does seem a little harsh, but, you know, whatever. Vanellope's cookie medal, very confident about that one. The magic feather, who knows if it's just a random feather or not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's random, just nothing. Spinning wheel, don't want anyone to fall asleep again.
Yeah, it's cursed.
And Air Herc shoes.
So is there anything, Corbin, that I'm burning that you want to save?
I have to save something. That's part of the game here.
You do.
So I'm going to save. I'm going to save Goob's
I was hoping
unicorn
you would
planner.
Yep, save Goob's unicorn planner.
I think you still made a mistake on that one, and I think you should be questioning yourself. But I will save it for you, and I will display it proudly.
You're going to have it in your collection. You get to keep it.
I will keep it. I will carry it around with my little cute outfit on.
Okay,
with my gloves.
Initially, I was thinking I was going to save Robin Hood's bow, but I think you made a good argument for that. Like, he probably has made a lot of them, and so there's probably a lot of them out there. It's not like this is his only bow he's ever owned. So I'm actually, you're going to make fun of me. I'm actually going to save the magic feather. I believe in this feather, and I believe in its abilities.
Not bad. That's not bad. The other stuff is garbage.
And so. It's very sweet. Like, to have it on display, people would come
it's
out and be
classy.
Like, what is that? And I'd be like, that's Dumbo's feather.
It's
and they'd
classy.
Be like, so yeah. Oh, I'm feeling excited.
I think you won this game, Cameron. That's two losses in a row. I'm losing a lot lately. But I you know, I did my best with what I was given. So.
Yeah. And you, Corbin, you're wearing all of the merchandise.
I'm a user of my material. I'm not about the decorations. And
your owning may not be like as like flashy, but yours is much safer than mine. I may have some trouble with some Disney villains and some. There are going to be people coming to see me.
Yeah.
Mother Gothel's coming by. Hook's going to be there.
You're going to need a fortress.
Yeah. So at least your stuff is going to keep you safe and comfortable.
All right. Well, there you go, you guys. We have stuff now. More stuff.
We have things. Oh, goodness. Thank you guys so much for listening along with us. And maybe we'll play this again sometime and see maybe what objects we want to keep from live action movies or Star Wars movies, Corbin. Marvel. The gauntlet. The stones.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Can't wait. Okay. Yeah, we'll do it again. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you then.
This has been another episode of The Neverland Files. Subscribe and review and join the conversation over on Instagram at The Neverland Files. Thanks for listening.